This morning's message comes from the last chapter in the book of John. Please read with me John 21, verses 1 through 19. Last Sunday, Pastor shared with us from John chapter 20. Here Jesus appears to the disciples where they have locked themselves in a room out of fear. He comes to them to unlock their hearts and minds, freeing them from their fear and restoring their faith. Later, Jesus appeared to them and tells Thomas to reach out and touch the holes in his hands and the wounds in his side. Today's scripture references the third time Jesus appeared to the disciples after his resurrection. Our focus today will be on the call to love, to sacrifice, and to follow. This time we find Jesus on the shore of Lake Tiberias. He has built a fire and is cooking fish and bread. He yells out to the disciples, "Have you caught any fish?" They answered, "No." Then Jesus tells them to cast their nets on the right side of the boat. Let's not forget these men were professional fishermen, and they did not recognize who he was. They had to wonder who this stranger was and telling us how to catch fish. But they cast their nets on the other side, and the catch was so great that they couldn't pull the nets into the boat. One of the disciples said, "It is the Lord," and Peter put on his tunic and he swam to shore. Then Jesus said, "Come and eat." Let's take a minute to go back to the night before. Peter says, "I'm going fishing," and the others decide to join him. Some may view this as an expression of desperation, a sign that Peter is returning to his old way of life. It is evident that Jesus is on mission to talk to Peter. A mission to bring Peter and the other disciples back into ministry. Remember, this was the same Peter that had denied him three times. It also shows that Jesus was not willing to give up on him. Do you hear the call? Today I would like to focus on what that call requires. Just as Peter, we believers are asked by Christ to follow the call. This is a call to love Christ. This is a call to sacrifice. And this is a call to follow. The fact is, this call to follow Jesus is not easy. It's not easy to love. It is not easy to sacrifice. And it is not easy to obey. The Lord says in Matthew 10:39 that sinners are to surrender completely to Him, to find their lives by losing them, to fulfill their lives by emptying them, to live their lives by dying to self. Why would someone want to answer this call? Why would someone do this? Why would you? What is going to cause us to sacrifice our lives for Christ, to spend our lives in obedience? What could be the motive? The motive is love. We have already read this, but it's worth reading again. In verse 15, after breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," Peter replied. "You know I love you." "Then feed my lambs," Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," Peter said. "You know I love you." "Then take care of my sheep," Jesus said. A third time he asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, "Jesus, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep." Christ has called Peter out by asking him, "Do you love me more than these?" What a question. Peter, do you love me more than your former life? Your success, your boats and nets. I'd like for you to take a minute and fill in the blanks. What are your more than these? Is it your car? Is it your home? Is it your bank account? Jesus says to us, if you love me, shepherd my lambs. These are the most vulnerable and weakest. Then he says, take care of my sheep. That means all of them. What if we treated everyone we meet as a soul or maybe a sheep? Then he says, feed my sheep. Be faithful and give your life for them. This question, do you love me more than? This is where our commitment starts. And as Christians, we are compelled and driven by our love for Christ. Three times, Jesus asked, do you love me? What an important question. Take a minute to put your name in the blank. Tina, do you love me? Tina, do you love me? Tina, do you love me? The answer reveals you will follow what you love. You will serve what you love. And you will sacrifice for what you love. Here our responsibility as believers in Mark 12. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. We are called to live a life of love. Jesus calls for us to love him, to give our all, every part of our being. Although Peter forsake Christ three times, Christ had not forsaken him. Verse 18 speaks a truth to Peter. Jesus tells him in the future he will be taken prisoner and he will die. In the last verse, Peter finds out he is going to be a martyr. We have a very clear picture of how the grace of God changed Peter. Jesus restored and strengthened Peter, and he enabled him to stand for him, even when it meant the loss of his own life. This has to be the ultimate sacrifice. Although I may not face the kind of sacrifice that Peter did, I know that Christ calls me to sacrifice for him. And I admit I have trouble with sacrificing my pride, my trust, and finally my control issues. The last part of this call is driven by love to follow Christ. Two simple words, follow me. The story of Jesus and Peter is such a beautiful picture of restoration. Jesus gave Peter the opportunity to redeem himself and at the same time helping him to see that love is more than words. It's courageous. It's serving action. Peter's bold promises of love had wilted in the face of fear. Now Jesus challenged him to make his love concrete by serving others. Close your eyes and with me, picture yourself on a boat that is on the Sea of Life. The Lord calls out to you. Come to shore. I want to sit with you for a while. Let me feed you and satisfy your soul. Peter is admired by all of us because he's like us. You may say, no, I'm not like him. But would you ever, or have you ever, denied Christ? Would you deny him three times? Would you try to save your own life? Are you sure of your commitment to him? Jesus calls us to love, to sacrifice, and to follow. And today he's asking, do you love me? Do you love me more than these? I pray that some portion of the words that I've spoken today rest on your heart, and that you know how great God's love is for you. Until we meet again, stay encouraged by the words in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.